Who are safer drivers, men or women? Well, according to a new survey, 55% of adults feel that women are most responsible for minor fender benders, while 78% blame men for most fatal crashes. Please note that the percentage in these pie graphs do not add up to 100% because the math was done by a woman. For those of you hissing at that joke, it should be noted that that joke was written by a woman. So now you don't know what the hell to do. No, I'm just kidding. We don't hire women.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Bonersode 106 for September 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Mitch Weaver. Today, my producer is Zombie Cat, who handed me a box of tissues and reminded me the show must go on after I heard the deeply saddening news that Norm MacDonald passed away. I don't normally get upset over the death of celebrities, but stand-up comedy is something I hold in very high regard, and Norm was unquestionably a master of the craft. He's definitely in my top three anyway, and it just really sucks that he's gone. I discovered Norm when I was about 7 years old, so he was one of my first encounters with professional joke telling. I mean, as a kid, I loved making mischief, and I couldn't believe that there were adults doing the same thing and getting paid for it. I thought, being funny is a job? How do I get into that? Well, I'm still trying to figure that out. And I'm kind of rambling now, but okay, let's make some more mischief.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, hey, Joe. It's Winston here in the Neighborhood Association.
Yes?
I'm just calling because we've had some reports about your wife recently, Lucy. She's been seen driving through the neighborhood.
Yeah, and?
Well, you know, I'm just supposed to remind you about the, you know, the safety rules and everything here in the neighborhood. You should be the one that's driving, you know, if at all possible.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? My wife has an insurance policy. She's the owner of that car with me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you telling me she cannot drive the car?
Oh, no, I didn't say that she wasn't insured or the owner of the car or anything. It's just, you know, per the safety rules in the neighborhood, the man of the house should be doing the driving whenever possible. That's all.
Excuse me, can I call you back? Because you make zero sense to me right now. Well, I don't know who you are.
What does it make?
Out of line completely to make this statement even.
What do you,
so please,
sir?
Just hang up the phone before I get pissed off at you, okay?
Oh, no, no, you hang up first.
Speaker.
Oh, hello, Joe?
Yes?
It's Winston again. Look, I think there was a misunderstanding. I apologize. I think
you better apologize, because what you said, unless you're calling from Afghanistan, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Afghanistan? No, I'm over here in the clubhouse. Now you're just being...
Why are you telling me that my wife cannot be driving the car in a community? Why did you say that?
Well, I didn't say that she can't be driving. It's just, you know, just for safety reasons. That's all. You know, the safety of the community and everything.
What community?
You're telling for safety reasons she cannot drive the car because she's not a safe driver? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, just, you know, just in general, women can't drive, and it's just better if the man drives, that's all. I'm just stating the rules, that's all. I'm just the messenger here.
Okay, so send me those rules. I'd like to understand those rules. Would you be kind enough and just send it to me?
Well, they're right there in the handbook. You don't want your woman just, you know, careening into a mailbox or something. You know how women are. Easily distracted and everything.
You know how women are? Think
of. Okay, I understand.
Oh, is
thank
that
you.
Is that Lucy in the background?
Thank you. I yes.
Well, tell Lucy to go bake a pie or something. You know, the men are trying to have a conversation here.
Yeah. She's right now baking a pie, so.
Oh, good.
I'm going to tell her to bake an extra pie for you, okay?
Oh, how nice, how nice. Tell her to.
Yeah, and we're going to put some mushrooms in that pie, because
mushrooms.
I know you like mushrooms.
What is that supposed to mean? I don't get the reference.
Yeah, well, look it up. Okay, it's in the handbook.
Hello, Terry?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness you answered. It's Winston from down the street.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, hey, I got a little bit of a situation here I needed to let you know about.
What's that?
Here's the thing. I was doing some tunneling underground. I'm just kind of working on something down here. And, well, I'm beneath your house right now, and I accidentally broke a pipe.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You're below whose house?
Your house. I mean, at least according to my GPS, it shows me beneath your house. And I broke a pipe, and it's leaking pretty bad down here. And I needed to, you know, just let you know, just don't, you know, flush the toilet or run the water or anything for a while until I get this fixed.
Are you sure? I can't believe. Which house are you in?
Well, I'm just a little ways down the way, but I'm beneath your house right now.
You can't literally be underneath my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I was over the weekend. I was down here with the boring machine. I was just tunneling over. And, well, I was just digging out this cavern beneath your house. It's a whole thing. Just, you know, don't even worry about it.
Are you sure? Quite frankly, I don't know what you're talking about. Why you would be boring under my house.
Oh, I was digging out a cavern. I'm setting up this wildlife refuge. It's a whole other, like, that's totally besides the point.
Are you sure you don't mean Terry house?
No, this is Terry, right? Do I have the right number? Over that 1024?
No, this is Terry, but I still can't. Where were you boring from?
Well, I dug straight down from my house, but then I burrowed over side. It took me a while, and I just got, like, about 20 minutes ago, I just broke through to, you know, beneath your house, and that's when I accidentally broke.
Wow.
What?
Why would you be boring under my house without even talking to me about it?
Well, why would I need to talk to you? There's
boring underneath my house?
Yeah, well, why would I need to talk to you, though? That doesn't, I mean, there's...
It just sounds a little bizarre. How long is your boring? I still can't quite get my mind around it.
It's like a large drilling device. It's you ever watch Ninja Turtles?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I was gonna say it's just a large drill bit thing that just. Anyways, that's all besides the point. I just need you to not, you know, take a shower or flush the toilet.
Well, that's not going to happen. So now you want to know why I'm concerned that you're boring under my house and you put me in a situation where I can't flush my commode or take a shower?
Well, yeah. I mean, only temporarily until I get this fixed. It's just, you
only
know,
temporarily until you get it fixed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's like a river down here, practically. You just, I don't want...
Where is it a river?
Beneath your
house. I want to come see it.
Beneath your house. Beneath. Like, directly below.
You're in my crawl space right now?
No, I'm not in your house or crawl space. I'm beneath your house. Like, I'm a good, I don't know, 20, 30 feet down. But the water is just filling up down here. It's like a sieve.
I've got to come see this.
Okay, well, do you have... You're going to need, you know, spelunking gear.
Who is this again?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, there's like caverns and things, and like you gotta have rope, and like it's a whole.
You're making all this up. This is bizarre. This is crazy.
No,
I don't
Terry,
know who you are,
Terry.
But I'm.
This is Winston. I told you this is Winston. I live, you know, just kind of across the street from you, a ways.
Winston who?
Beauregard. And you just
Beauregard?
Just quit talking to me like I just had a pap smear.
Well, you're talking to me like you just destroyed my plumbing and you're worried about how I'm talking to you?
No, I didn't destroy it. I just temporarily disabled it. Like, it's all going to be back the way it was. I got to get a plumber down here.
I assume you're making this up. This doesn't make any sense at all.
What doesn't make sense? I'm setting up a wildlife refuge for some otter shrews, and they're going to be...
For who?
For a family of otter shrews. You know, they're an endangered species.
I don't know who you are, but this is fucking crazy. Goodbye.
You're fucking crazy, Terry.
Hello?
Hello, Margene?
Yes.
Hey, Margene. It's Cody from down the street.
Cody.
Yeah, I'm just a little ways down the highway from you. Hello?
Yeah. Do I know you?
Not personally. Can you put the man of the house on?
Well, he's not here right now.
Oh, shoot. Where is he? What's he doing?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's very suspicious.
What do you need? What are you looking for?
It's very, very, very telling.
You know, yeah. Oh. And I know this is a scam, so I don't know what you're up to.
No.
Hello?
Hello, Linda?
Yes.
Hey, Linda. It's Winston here in the Neighborhood Association?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling because, you know, we had our surveillance van out this morning, and the onboard computer ran an analysis on your performance, and it shows here on the report that you made two inaccuracies.
What are you talking about?
The surveillance van, when they drove past your house today, you know, just doing the routine sweep and everything, the computer did an analysis of your performance. And
performance in what? I'm very confused.
Oh, you know, just in general, just your daily routine and activities and everything. It was just doing an analysis. And it shows here on the report that you made two inaccuracies and four mistakes.
Okay. Two inaccuracies and four mistakes.
Yeah, and five blunders, which is kind of high. I mean, it's not too bad.
On what? On what?
On your performance.
What performance?
You know, just your residential performance here in the community.
Residential performance?
Yeah.
How did we make mistakes?
Oh, well, you know, just the way you turn the sink on, like, that was just...
How does anybody know how we turn the sink on?
Well, the surveillance van picked it up. You know, they just did a routine scan as they passed your house. Nothing out of the ordinary. And, you know, we just recently switched the computer to the Stockfish engine.
Okay. You know, we've just moved here, so this is all totally brand new to us.
Oh, have you not flipped to the handbook and read about the surveillance sweeps that we do?
Do I have a handbook? Do you know anything about surveillance sweeps?
Who are you talking to?
How does a routine scan indicate that we turned the kitchen sink on incorrectly?
Well, I mean, it doesn't just monitor the kitchen sink. It's just a omnidirectional sensor on the van, and then the Stockfish computer runs an analysis on your performance. It all makes sense if you think about it.
I think this sounds like a fraud call to me.
A fraud call?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it does, because I'm not understanding anything you're talking about.
Well, how would it be a fraud? I'm not...
Well, I don't know.
How am I trying to...
I don't know. Well, we'll look at the handbook then and see what's up then. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
And just let Rick know, just next time, like when he gets up off the couch, the way he got up, just like the speed at which he got up, you know, it's just kind of makes the whole neighborhood look bad.
The speed he got up makes the neighborhood look bad?
Yeah, just the way he like sprung up out of the seat. I don't want to be too critical. I know you're new and everything.
No, I don't mind you being critical. I'm just trying to understand. Okay.
And then,
we'll look at the handbook.
You could stand to take out the trash a little more often. You know, don't let it build up so much.
How does anybody know what our trash looks like in our house?
Well, the surveillance van picked it up. Yeah, it's just
so
like,
there's some camera in our house?
Oh, no, not in the house. It's the x-ray scan that the van does as it passes by. It's not the end of the world. It's just something to keep in mind, you know. It registers as a mistake.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And then, also, just clean out your toaster a little bit more often.
We don't have a toaster.
Oh, that's weird. It says here on the readout that there were crumbs on the counter from the toaster. Maybe.
Oh my heavens! This is scary as hell.
What do you mean?
Okay.
No, it's nothing to be scared of. It's just a routine thing that we do here.
We're talking no privacy. If you know that there were crumbs on our counter from a toaster,
I don't know that
this
personally.
This is really weird.
The computer knows it. I don't know that personally.
Okay.
It just picks up on everything. Like it noticed that you didn't really wipe down your shower last time. You just kind of left the water droplets on the wall. And that's one of the blunders.
Okay, well, this is what I was trying to get you to say. You know, what are we talking about here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought it was kind of obvious.
This is unfreaking believable.
Are you talking
okay,
to,
you thank ta- you, Winston.
Are you
thank
talking
you.
To Rick again?
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah,
we're
tell
just
him,
not even
tell
believing
him,
this.
Tell him to put his shoes away next time.
Put your shoes away. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Where are you going?
I think we're done.
Well,
all right.
No, there's several more examples that I can give you here.
Oh, well, that's what I was trying to elicit from you.
Yeah,
okay.
and it'll...
Your shoes weren't put away. I'm going to put you on speaker because he's here.
No, tell Rick to go, you know, change the motor oil.
We need to change our motor oil.
Yeah, okay. Tell Rick to go change it. Like, I don't expect you to do it. That's, you know, that's man's work.
Right. Okay, what else? So there were crumbs on the counter, and we didn't empty the trash often enough.
And there,
there
were,
was
there
water
were,
on the shower
there was,
door.
There was an excessive amount of hairs in your hairbrush. You got to clean that out a little more often.
Okay.
This guy isn't for real.
Yeah, this can't be for real.
Hey, okay, Rick, go change the motor oil in the car.
Yeah, right.
Do it.
Bye-bye.
I order you. I am giving you a direct order.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is Ron.
Oh, hey, Ron, it's Winston from down the street.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, oh boy, I got a bit of a situation here. I'm so glad you answered.
What's your last name?
Beauregard.
Beauregard, okay.
Yeah, I was doing some digging over the weekend, this kind of beneath the neighborhood, beneath your house.
Uh-huh.
And, well, long story short, I'm beneath your house right now, and I accidentally broke a pipe. It's leaking pretty bad. I was just calling to see if you could just hold off on just, like, running the water for a little bit.
So you broke a pipe. Have you called the water department?
Oh, no, I haven't. I just called you. Just, you know, I'm down here right now, and I just figured I better just kind of check in with you first. Like, the water's filling up down here pretty fast.
Well, you're not here at my yard, are you? No, you're not.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm underground. I'm beneath your house.
Oh, you're not underground.
Yeah. I was doing some digging over the weekend. I was just tunneling beneath the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're telling a big story.
No, what?
Why are you calling me?
To let you know that I broke...
I don't know you. Beauregard, what's your first name?
Winston. I know we don't know each other. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor and let you know that I accidentally broke a pipe down here. I'm going to get it fixed and everything, but I need you to not, you know, flush the toilet or take a shower.
Winston Beauregard. You're Winston Beauregard who lives on Lane?
Correct.
I don't need to talk to you.
Ron, why are you being like
this
that?
This is a hoax.
How is it a hoax? I'm trying to be a good neighbor and just let you know.
I'm going to report you to the police if you don't stop this.
Why are you going to report me?
Stop it right now.
You're treating me
stop
like
it
I just...
right now. Hello?
Hey, Jim. It's Winston from down the street.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to ask if you've had any kind of plumbing issues in the last couple of days or so.
Nope, not that I'm aware of. Everything seems to be working okay.
Ah, that's good. See, because here's the thing. Over the weekend, I was digging beneath your house, and when I was down there, I accidentally broke a pipe, and it was kind of leaking for a while and everything, so I just wanted to make sure that you weren't having any...
What were you doing under our house?
Because I'm building a subterranean otter shrew habitat down here, and when I was expanding the cavern, that's when I, you know, just whoopsie-daisy, you know, just kind of broke a pipe. It was leaking for a while, but I got it all cobbled back together and everything, so it should be okay.
Wait a minute. What? Something's fishy here. I don't understand what you're talking about. What's your last name?
Beauregard. It's not a fish habitat. It's an otter shrew habitat. Yeah, they just need a cavern to live in and, you know, a pond. It actually kind of worked out because I used the water from the leaking pipe to fill up the pond that I dug. You know, so they can swim around and everything.
So who can swim around?
The otter shrews. Yeah, I got a whole family of them.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know. How did you possibly get into our cellar?
Oh, I wasn't in your cellar. I was about just 20 feet beneath that. I was way down, you know, I just tunneled over from my backyard. Oh, man, is that Kathy just running her mouth in the background there?
Hey. Yeah, what's the last name again?
Beauregard.
Olegard?
Yeah.
Okay, and how many houses down the street are you from us?
Oh, about, I don't know, 4, 5, 12? I'm not sure, I'm not good at math. But yeah, I tunneled over sideways for a while. And then once I reached, you know, directly beneath your house, that's when I started digging out the cavern.
This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
What's ridiculous about it? You know, it's just the otter shrews, you know, they're kind of an endangered species and everything. So I'm just trying to do my part to stave off the next mass extinction. That's all. It's no big deal.
And you're talking about otters?
Otter shrews.
Otter shrew.
Yeah, they're a semi-aquatic riverine Afrotherian mammal indigenous to sub-Saharan Africa.
What's your phone number?
Hey, Kathy, go bake a pie. The men are speaking.
Shut up. What's your phone
What's
number?
What's your phone number?
Well, I can't tell you my phone number if I have to shut up.
Well.
Yeah, all right.
Never mind.
Bye-bye.
Well, hold on, Jim.
What do you want?
Jim?
No.
Oh, hello.
Not me.
Oh, hey, Kathy. It's Winston again. Where's Jim?
He's not going to talk to you.
Well, why? What did I do wrong?
Listen, I want you to stop calling us. This is a area code.
Yeah.
Get off the phone.
What do you mean? I'm just down the road from you.
Bullshit.
Kathy, why are you using potty language with me?
Oh, Jesus. Goodbye.
Oh, don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, what do you want?
I'm just making sure that your plumbing's okay. What? Why are you getting
plumbing's so... Plumbing's fine. Goodbye. Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Karen, it's Winston from down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I got a little bit of a situation here I just needed to let you know about.
Okay.
Well, I'm beneath your house right now, and, well, I was doing this weather experiment below your house, just down in this cavern, and, well, I kind of lost control of it, and it might impact the ambient temperature inside your house.
What in the world are you talking about?
I was doing a weather experiment down in this cavern beneath your house. You ever see those mini tornado experiments with Pepsi bottles? I was kind of doing that, but on a much larger scale.
So, what are you saying you've done?
Well, I kind of lost control of this weather experiment that I was doing, and it's going to end up lowering the temperature inside your house, because I'm directly below you in this large cavern.
Okay.
See, I was using super chilled liquefied oxygen, creating tornadoes down here.
Are you serious? Is this for real?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just lost control of it. I didn't realize that it would just kind of spin out of control like this. And it's probably
what's going to happen.
Well, it's probably going to lower the temperature inside your house to
how long?
I really can't say. I guess until the storm dies out. It's gonna get probably beneath, you know, like below zero.
You're kidding.
No, I wish I mean, you could just turn
what
on.
What in the world are you talking about? I am terribly confused. Who are you? You're my neighbor?
Yeah, I'm down here on Drive, just kind of down the road a bit from you. But
why would you go under my house?
Because I found this tunnel and it led to this large cavern. Because I needed a controlled environment to set off these tornadoes, and I thought they would just like kind of spin for a bit and then, you know, just peter out. But they just kept going, and now it's just like there's a blizzard down here. So you'll probably just need to turn on your heater, you know, when it starts to get cold inside.
Well, I'm getting ready to leave and go. My house gonna be okay?
Well, yeah, it'll be okay. It's not going to damage it or anything. It's just going to get real cold. That's all. Like, yeah, you might want to get a hotel or something for the night.
But I can't get a hotel. I've got a dog. Well, I am really upset. Who are you and why are you doing this?
Just for science. You know, I was just doing a science experiment.
You know, that's unacceptable. And what's your name again?
What's unacceptable about science? It's, you know, I'm trying to further...
Okay, listen. What is your name?
Winston. And I'm just trying
Winston.
To... I'm just trying to further mankind, you know, with
Winston, what's your last name?
Beauregard.
Spell it.
IT. And, you know, I was just doing this experiment because I'm trying to figure out weather control. You know, it's going to help with climate change and everything.
Honey, if you've run my house, I need a phone number for you, Winston.
Oh, I didn't ruin it. It's just going to drop the temperature for, I don't know, a day or two. I'm not sure.
I have a dog here. I can't have zero temperature.
Yeah, just get a pet-friendly hotel, you know. They're out there.
Give me a phone number for you, dude. I'm serious. I am upset. What's the phone number?
Well, why are you upset? This is a good thing that I'm trying to do. It's
no,
just,
it's not a good thing, like Winston. If you're telling me my house is going to be 0 degrees.
Yeah, well, it's just for a day or two. Like, I don't know.
Winston.
Yes.
Give me a phone number.
Okay. It's...
Uh-huh.
12. Why do you need to call me back?
What is your address?
I'm over here on Drive at 169. And it, like, I don't understand.
Do not do any more experiments.
Well, I already did it. It's already out of control. I just, like, your name's going to get published in all the scientific journals and everything.
No,
so
I don't give a damn about that. I give a damn about my house.
Well,
I'm leaving tonight.
I'll credit you.
And
as,
I'm leaving my dog freezing.
No, he's not going to. Your dog's not going to freeze. Just take him with you.
I can't take her with me. I'm going out for the evening.
Oh, I think it's a him.
And I can't cancel it.
I'm pretty sure your dog is a he.
Please don't ever do anything else on my property.
Well, no, Karen, you're getting all bent out of shape. I'm listening, but
I am bent out of shape.
Yeah, I know, but I'll credit you as my assistant.
I hope this is a fake call.
Well, Karen, there's a good possibility that we're going to win a Nobel Peace Prize for this.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
No,
don't.
I'm just trying
to me.
I'm just trying to solve climate change.
Listen to me.
Yes, I'm listening.
Don't include my house in anything you do ever again.
Okay, I won't do it again, but just don't be mad at me.
I am mad. You're telling me I should turn my air conditioner off?
Oh, yeah. It's going to get like negative 20 degrees. It's probably going to start. It's going to start snowing inside your house in probably about a half hour here.
Oh, this is a lie. Okay.
What? No, that's like you don't understand thermodynamics.
You're right. I don't.
Yeah, you're a woman. You wouldn't know science. Thanks again, Zombie Cat, for helping me run weather control experiments in the caves beneath my neighbor's house. Thank you, everyone, for supporting my mischievous behavior. I sure appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Oh, and the oddball thing I said to that guy about talking to me like I just had a pap smear, that was a request from Jay Smooth. So I'm not the weirdo. Jay Smooth has some real quirks he needs to work on. Good night, everyone.
I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Now I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, perfect. Gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day. Lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Okay, goodbye, Jody.